A young B-boy break down the true essence of hip-hop culture and how it's impacted himself and the people around him. Radioactive's Krubel Omari has more.
Hip-hop, a beautiful craft that emerged in South Bronx, New York in the mid-1970s. The four elements that define hip-hop are graffiti, b-boying, MCing, DJing, and not to forget, the knowledge and wisdom behind it that creates motivation for others to pursue this art form. Hip-hop is a form of self-expression, a way of putting out a positive message for others. My form of self-expression is breaking, also known as b-boying. I was first introduced to breaking through an after-school program that was held at my middle school. These programs were free, so I used that time to explore these activities, and I found breaking as something that interested me.
I don't really have any names because my moves are all like weird and like unknown, but I was doing like a lot of like head spin variations, like, you know, spinning on your head, and like some groundwork, like, you know, some foundation there.
I learned from the very own B-Boy Drumsky from Massive Monkey's crew. He showed me the fundamentals and foundation of this craft we call breaking. He was the first teacher of mine to give me inspiration to pursue this dance, and I knew at the time it wasn't going to be easy.
I feel free. I really honestly don't care when I dance, and that's the best feeling about it, is when you don't care what others think, you don't care what you even think, you know, at that moment of time, so.
When I was younger, it was hard finding something I wanted to put my time and effort into and actually commit. I hated going to school, I had a lot of trouble at home, and breaking was my way to escape that and elevate. I was able to get creative with things a lot more since I had started breaking. Me and my friend Alejandro had similar times.
I mean, everybody has problems growing up, you know, so I had a lot of difficulties as a child, and I think breaking gave me an avenue to explore and figure out what I needed to fix about myself to become a healthy person. And besides that, it's dope. Like, just breaking is dope. It keeps me in shape. It's super fun. I get to meet people from all the way around the world. I've developed like a really close relationships with the people I break with, and it's an ill art form. It's really dope.
Nice, nice.
Breaking has introduced me to a community of people that I thought I would never meet in my entire life. It opened my eyes and showed me that hip hop culture is more about peace, love, unity. It showed me that not only that you can build off of yourself, but you can build off of others as well. And that taught me the true essence of community. In b-boying, you are a student of the game, but a teacher to the classroom. My friend Nico can tell you a little bit more.
It's been a saving grace for me. It's been a beacon of hope. But one thing I really like about hip-hop as a culture and as a philosophy and as a lifestyle is the each one teach one mentality. So, I mean, coming up, I had people who had been in the game since the 1980s teaching me, and, you know, people who are my elders, and now I'm fortunate enough to performing for kids, middle school, elementary school, high school, college, but I'm forever a student of the game, you know. 15 years is nothing. This is a culture that's 40 years old and goes back even further than that. So, for me, it's something that is ongoing, and it's all-encompassing.
It's not just in breaking, but also in hip-hop culture. Everyone has something to offer to the table. Everyone has something that they can take back with them as well, mentally and spiritually. My really good friend Sammy, the lean green fight machine, if you know what I mean. This dude has a great understanding of hip-hop culture and how it can heavily impact the people around him.
Before I even supported as a b-boy, how I looked at it was just a lot of, random activities. It was like spiritual in a sense. It was live. And what the best part about it is that it's in front of me, and it's something that I could contribute into. But now as a b-boy, as somebody that's participating in this live spiritual extravaganza, I don't know, it makes me feel good that people could, compare or try to get into it and be inspired and motivated off of things that I do. and things that I'm working on that I don't feel like I'm at my best at. But for somebody that don't touch, you know, breakdancing or b-boying or b-girling, they'll be like, yo, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And because of you, I actually want to start picking up dance classes or start breakdancing or being a b-boy, b-girl to contribute into this hip-hop people like to call.
My boy Sammy told me some wise words that changed my perception of how I approach things that are new to me today. I asked him, for the people out there listening to this story, what is something you want them to take back?
For those that are listening, there's only one thing I want you guys to try. Maybe even do it for just 1 week, or not even try. Take out the word try in your vocabulary and replace it with attempt. So whenever there is something that's going to come up, never say, oh, I'm going to try it. Just say, I'm going to attempt it. And then you're going to actually attempt it, and you might like it. That's what I did with breakdancing or b-boying, and it got me here today.
The hip-hop community has not only impacted me, but it has impacted my brothers around me, such as Sammy, Alejandro, Nico, and many more people across the globe. This culture is a never-ending cycle of inspiration and growth, and I can only hope that it exceeds its full potential more and more throughout the years. Hip-hop all around saved my life. If I wasn't doing what I was doing then, I don't know where I'd be now. Also, I want to give a shout out to everyone in the 206 hip hop community doing their thing right now. Inspirations of mine, Universal Zulu Nation, Massa Monkeys Crew, one love. Peace. For Radioactive, this is your boy Crew Bell.